I'm Amy Holton. I'm Chuck's youngest daughter, and I'm over here in Ukraine for a couple months to help with some filming and editing. We have a lot of work to do, so I'll be helping out with the podcast sometimes. Today we're going to be talking about the conditions in the recently liberated areas of eastern Ukraine. So let's talk about a hospital in Izium.
This is The Hot Zone. Engaging with the news in a whole new way, international war correspondent Chuck Holton brings insight into areas of crisis and lets you help those affected.
After 6 deadly months under Russian occupation, medical staff at Izium Hospital are now preparing for the winter. The hospital was the only medical facility to stay open when Russian troops overran Izium in early March, not long after the invasion of Ukraine. Surgeries moved down to the hospital basement in the war's early days to avoid airstrikes and artillery shells. The handful of doctors, nurses, paramedics, and pathologists who stayed during the occupation found ways to accommodate the Russians in their midst. They saw themselves as the only hope for saving lives in a city rapidly filling with sick and wounded.
We had no logistics. We lost all connection with Ukraine. We had no place to evacuate patients. We could only count on ourselves and our volunteer staff.
The surgeon's home was destroyed in the fighting in July, so after that he lived in the hospital basement. When the bombings tapered off and the Russian forces assumed firm control of the city, Dr. Kuznetsov found a makeshift home outside a compound and moved operations up to the ground floor. That's where he works to this day, in the only wing with reasonably solid walls and intact windows. When the thermometer dips below freezing again, he expects he'll shift everything down to the basement, where the temperatures are cold but stable. Izium returned to Ukrainian hands last month during a counteroffensive, but the scars from what happened there, from the buildings to the people who provided and received care, will take much longer to heal. Kuznetsov still struggles with his memories of injuries from bombs, bullets, shrapnel, and of people who arrived with wounds they refused to explain, but which looked like torture.
I cried a lot. I had panic attacks. But with every life saved, I said to myself that it was not in vain.
The surgeon and his team are regarded as heroes by their patients for staying on to help those in need. Vadim Nazarov, an Izium resident who was treated at the hospital, is full of praise for the staff who stayed despite the intensity of the fighting.
Everyone fled. The hospital was empty, but this group of people stayed in the basement and saved lives. Everyone in Izium knew about it and knocked on the door, whether or not it was closed. These people have a calling. Not everyone could do it.
We're here to tell the stories of people who are suffering in this war. If you're interested in following along, hit subscribe and share the podcast with a friend. There's also more information over at chuck.locals.com, so check that out, and thanks for watching.